Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Here we're going to go Greyhounds with Dave Carlton. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Cozzy.
Now, the fields are out for the Richmond Riches.
Yes, Sean, the 2019 series is only two sleeps away. And with all the details, I have Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales on the line. Mick, good morning. The heats for this Friday night's Richmond Riches series have been drawn, and there are five of them.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Sean. It's a fantastic night. Friday night, the heats. There's five heats, as you said, which is great. The semi-finals will be the following Friday. And then, of course, we have that 40,000 to the winner final on the 24th of this month. Not far away now.
Yeah, with the five heats, the Richmond Club and Greyhound Racing New South Wales must be very delighted with the nominations.
Absolutely, Dave. It shows that this sort of format does work, you know, from the auction through to the heats. You know, there's a bit of time. A lot can happen in that time. A lot can happen in all forms of racing, and it's good to see five heats, five quality, and some really good dogs in there as well. It shows that the concept is working, and congrats must go out to Richmond in this instance.
Yeah, it's a new tiered system, so not every dog that will race necessarily went through that auction. But I'm just having a look at the fields, and the new sensation winner and the Bill Collins Speedstar runner-up, Feral Frankie, is going to be one of the highlights. Box 8 in heat number 5, Mick.
Definitely will be the highlight, Feral Frankie. Hasn't he stepped up? Yeah, as you said, Dave, that pretty much started out with the win in the heat of the new sensation, you know, where he came from nowhere to score in fast time. And then, of course, won the new sensation final on Golden Easter Egg night and then surprised a few. I'm sure he didn't surprise Ray Smithy's trainer, but surprised a few with a runner-up placing overall in the Speedstar. Absolutely flying at the moment. That 29.20 down there on Sunday in the Speedstar, that's getting along, that's for sure. So, yeah, he will definitely be the pick of the five heats. But remarkably, it's a really strong heat, that one. My Bro's Ethic also in the race, in great form at the moment, won his last couple at the Gardens. And the runner in the one, the first starter, Knighthood, in the Peter Legagioni kennel, had one trial at Richmond, went around in 30-5, and anything that comes out of that kennel usually goes okay, so I wouldn't be surprised to see it in the market as well.
Yeah, all the top trains are there. We spoke about Ray Smith with Feral Frankie. Ray also has two other runners, the Littlemates Inversion, which will jump from box 3 in heat 1, and Freaky Frankie, which also wears the white rug in heat number 3. Jason McKay's got Zipping Pepper in box 1 in heat 3, and the Littlemate Zipping Imogen from box 7 in heat 4, and that litter's going great guns. Mick Fabregas Zipping Summer. And once again, it just proves how good these auctions are.
Absolutely, yeah, you're totally right. And as you mentioned, Inversion and Freaky Frankie and Feral Frankie, they're all out of that Solar Pack brood bitch, which is just amazing. Yeah, some of the dogs that have come from her, just remarkable. The Zipping dogs are all there as well. Jason's got a few in the series. He obviously well supports Richmond. It will be fantastic. It should be a good night. But there's another Zipping dog to watch as well, trained by Rob Camilleri, Zipping Norton, who was second favourite in the Nowra Puppy Classic last Saturday night. Didn't have a lot of luck at all. Again, it's drawn 5, which is a bit awkward for a young dog. Desperate for the fence. Had it drawn inside, Rob certainly would have been very confident, but it's in there. It's a good heat. It's a second heat, so it's got to be a real good chance as well, Dave.
Yeah, I still remember the inaugural Richmond Riches race. 30 Talks won that series. So you've got the Richmond Riches auction for the Greyhounds whelped in the first half of the year, the new Gold Muzzle auction for pups whelped in the other half of the year. So, look, it's just a great... It's a great idea for folk like us to get the opportunity to find an affordable way into greyhound racing, Mick.
Absolutely right, Dave. And you mentioned the Gold Muzzle auction there as well. And you know, that's not far away now. It's probably only about seven or 8 weeks away, June 23, out at Richmond. And I did notice on their website today they've got the list of all the dogs that are in the catalogue. It's well worth logging on to that website and having a look at those.
All right. Well, the heats of the Richmond Riches this Friday night kick off with race number 4 at 18 minutes past 8. Mick, National Gap Day recently was a huge success last Sunday week, and now Maitland is having their adoption day this coming weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, Dave, that was a fantastic day at Wentworth Park back on April 28. Fantastic day all around the country where 207 dogs found new homes. But at Wenty, we had 41 available and 38 found new homes. So that's a fantastic success rate. And we're hoping to replicate that at a few regional venues coming up. And as you said, Maitland is the first cab off the rank this Saturday. The day starts at midday, goes for 4 hours till 4 p.m. There are lots of activities similar to the National Adoption Day at Wenty. Lots of activities on course for families to come. We're looking at around 25 dogs being available for adoption on the day. And the response already, you obviously have to register if you are interested in the spot. Response has been fantastic. So we're hoping for another great day where we can find some homes for these wonderful pets. As I said, there's a few regionals planned. There's another one coming up on June the 1st up in Bathurst. So keep your eye open if you are looking for a pup in some of those regional areas, or for a pet in some of those regional areas. Pop along to these adoption days, and I'm sure you'll fall in love, as we all do. If ever you get there and you pat a greyhound, you instantly seem to fall in love.
Too right. So Maitland from midday this Saturday at the track, and GAP New South Wales, gapnsw.com.au. Maitland, of course, Hunter Valley, and a fantastic base for greyhound racing. So get along and adopt yourself a new friend. Give them a forever home. Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, as always, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it, Dave. And just the other thing I didn't mention, but it is worth mentioning, is that on these days, such as Maitland on Saturday, we have a special price of $75, which is obviously way less than the $250, which is normally charged. But special for these adoption days, $75, and that pretty much includes everything in terms of de-sexing, vaccinations, microchipping, worming, you name it. Everything's done, and you're ready to go for $75.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thanks again, Mick, and we'll talk to you soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Dave.
Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Gozzy?
Good on you, Dave. Now, Gosford last night, big night.
Yeah, it was a fantastic night, and congratulations to trainer Peter Honnery on the win of Connie's Boy in the George Singline Memorial. The son of Fernando Bale and Karma Connie jumped from box one and stayed firmly on the rails, which was very important the way the race was run, because it got a little bit rough and ready for some of the runners out wide. And in the straight, the winner, Connie's Boy, ran right away at the end by a length and three quarters in 22 and 27. So to Peter Honnery and Connections, congratulations. The George Singline Memorial. Nolan Holloway had Rachel Stream in the five. The greyhound didn't get much luck and was forced wide heading into the first turn. At Lismore last night, Terry Hickson trained a winning double with two more models and the litter sister, My Girl Elle. So well done to you, Terry. So last night, well, every night's a good night for greyhound racing, but last night I thoroughly enjoyed it. Had the feed up, Cozzy, and watched the lot.
Beautiful. You got a tip or two today, Dave?
Yeah, Sean, there's two New South Wales meetings, and they're both in Sydney. The first is at Richmond from 3:37 this afternoon. The best bet is in the last, race 11, number one, Fringe Eater. Race 11, number one. The best value bet at Richmond is in race 10, number eight, Pick It Up. Race 10, number eight. Now, there are 10 races at Wentworth Park tonight from 7:05. The best bet comes up in race 4 with the Wentworth Park specialist, Little Digger, for Ray Smith. Well drawn in box three. It's only a very small field. So race 4, number 3. The best value bet is in race 9, number 1, Tyson Tanga. Race 9, number 1. And for all the selections, including the quaddies in New South Wales and coast to coast, you can go to thedogs.com.au. Thedogs.com.au. And that wraps up another Going Greyhound. Sean?
Good on you, Dave. Talk to you tomorrow.
Cheers.